We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer. The Torah tells us, Usfaltem Lachem, from the morning after Pesach, we start counting from the morning after the Omer, meaning the night of the first night of Chol HaMoed, the night in Chutzarts of the second day Yom Tov. We start counting the Omer, because we bring an Omer sacrifice on that first day of Chol HaMoed. So we also, from that moment, we count. What's an Omer? Omer is a measurement. We bring that measurement of flour as a sacrifice on that day, and from that day onward, we start counting. That's why it's called Sfiras Omer. So when a person's going to count, he should say, I'm preparing myself to count what's called Sfiras Omer in fulfillment of the biblical commandment to count. And I'm going to count days, and I'm going to count weeks, as our sages instituted, and this is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to listen to the sages. Every day of the Omer, you should say, I'm accepting upon myself not to shave my hair, not to get married during these days, as our sages instituted over the passing of Rabbi Akiva's students. And this is a form of mourning that's a rabbinic institution. And when I perform this rabbinic institution, I'm in fulfillment of the biblical commandments to listen to the rabbis. Unlike Ba'omer, a person's going to be happy in the happiness of Rashbi and will not mourn. And this is also part of the rabbinic institution. It's very interesting that he gives this weight like a mitzvah d'rabanan. This is someone who got naskama from the Gra. You know, he gives it weight like a, not like a minhag, but like a mitzvah d'rabanan. And now we're up to the mitzvahs of Shavuos. Before the Kiddush of Shavuos, before Ma'ariv, a person should say, I'm accepting on myself to rest on this day, and that's in fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah, that on this day we call a day of holiness and rest, and the biblical prohibition not to do work, the biblical prohibition, kom lech tavadah lo tasu. I will mention the holiness of Yom Tov in my prayer, in my benching, in my Kiddush, and I will pray Musaf, as is instituted in correspondence with the mitzvot, as we described by Pesach, and here too, he says there's a rabbinic takana to learn all night and to immerse oneself in the mikveh in the morning, as our sages instituted. It's very interesting. You know, because this minhag, my grandfather told me in Europe, most people didn't do this. It was only in yeshivas that people stayed up all night learning. But the Baal Batim didn't. My grandfather told me it's a new thing that today all the Baal Batim stay up and learn. But he seems to give it like a rabbanan, as a takanat chazal, he calls it. I don't know. It shows up in the Shlach Kodosh. It doesn't really show up so far back. It seems like he's calling every minhag a takanat rabbanan.